All right, it's just around the corner. Wisconsin getting ready to celebrate America's Dairyland. And although we can admit that there are challenges out there on any Wisconsin dairy, we've got a few that have stepped up to invite friends and neighbors out to learn a little bit more about what happens on day-to-day farming operations. Dane County Breakfast on the Farm is Saturday, June 9th, and we're headed towards Wanakee. That's where the Henson Family Farms is getting ready to host us. Will Henson's in studio with us. And I really appreciate you taking time to talk to me in studio, first of all, Will, and more importantly, on the grander scale, putting your farm out there for all the guests that we're expecting for the Saturday, June 9th event. Tell me about the farm. You guys are really interesting in that this is the 151st year of operation. Tell me a little bit about how it all got started back then.
Well, thanks, Pam. Thanks for having me. And we were 150 last year, and me and my brother started farming about 40 years ago, and shortly after that, came up with Henson Brothers Dairy. After that, we now are the fifth generation. Our sons are joining us, Kyle, my son, and Jason, Jim's son. So now there's four of us in partnership, and we're making the transaction into another generation, which is sort of mind-boggling right now. So
yeah, right, exactly. Well, and tell us a little bit about the farm itself. How many acres are you guys managing, and then how many cows are you all milking?
We're milking about 500 cows right now, and we manage in between renting and owning about 600 acres in Dane County, and then we also own and manage 400 acres in Iowa County.
And then the milking schedule keeps you guys busy, too.
Oh, yeah. We milk about 21 hours a day, three times a day at 5 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon and again at 9 p.m.
What's the average production like? Can you share it with me? I don't like to nose, but for the dairy farmers that are listening, they'll be curious.
We're about 97 pounds of milk right now and about 3.8 butterfat.
All right. And I was telling Will, I said, you know, it is a challenging time for anybody in dairy, no matter your size, no matter where you're located. But boy, then, by gosh, by golly, you got the community of Wanakee creeping up on you, too.
Oh, yeah. Both Wanakee and Middleton. And one of the big issues always is traffic. It's getting pretty heavy past our place.
Yeah, I bet. And we do want to remind you for more details on the actual June dairy event, Saturday, June 9th at the Henson Brothers Dairy. Check out either the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin website or our Dane County Dairy Promoters website. So Kristen Olson with the Dane County Dairy Promoters is in studio with us as well. We really do want to be very, very grateful to the Henson family as a whole, because contrary to what many people may believe, it's not a slam dunk anymore to find dairies that want to step up and take on this responsibility.
It isn't. You know, we're very fortunate and so thankful that the Hensons stepped up. A family farm, it's exciting. They're able to raise their family, but it's still a business. A family farm run as a business really makes a wonderful way of life. So we're appreciative that they're able to open up their farm, share their story with Dane County and the surrounding areas, but also still operate as a business. They're going to be milking cows still the morning of the breakfast, that afternoon and that evening as well. So we're just very thankful that they're sharing their story.
What other things are going to be going on aside from just experiencing the farm on that Saturday?
Well, this is the 40th annual Breakfast on the Farm, so we'll have some special events planned for that day surrounding the last 40 years, paying tribute to the last 40 hosts, those farm families who have also shared their stories since the late 1970s. We're excited to have a cow decorating contest, getting some of the youth 4-H and FFA groups involved to share dairy promotion through decorating cows on parade, which will be displayed throughout the farm. So that's an exciting twist. Of course, all of the hands-on educational events throughout the morning. Really, your admission includes not only a delicious breakfast, but also all of the activities, the hands-on learning. We'll have the Soggy Prairie Boys performing and just all sorts of programming throughout the morning. It's going to be a great event.
Boy, that is for sure excellent. Let's talk just a little bit again. What's the website if people need to keep track of where they can park? No on-farm parking this year, primarily because of the way that weather has been. How can they find out more about those directions?
Log on to danecountydairy.com. There's all sorts of information about parking, directions. If you're interested in volunteering, you can sign up there as well. And then our Facebook page, too. We'll have updates, especially the next few weeks as we get closer to the breakfast.
Excellent. Good deal. So, Will, tell me a little bit more. You said three times a day, 500 cows. What do we got? Is it a rotary? Is it a parlor? What kind of milking system will people see?
Well, it's a double 12 herringbone. Mm-hmm. We do have a robotic teat scrubber in the parlor that the same ones they use on robotic milking machines. But, you know, we're still traditional 12 herringbone, double 12, but we do have that robotic
slick. Yep, yep. If you see that, I triple dog dare you to put your finger in it. It looks so wicked until you put your finger in it, then you realize how gentle it is. It's all about milk stimulation, folks, for you non-farm folks that wonder what we're talking about. And how do you feel about all these folks? Kristen, I was going to ask you, on average, how many people come to the Dane County Dairy Breakfast?
We'll see about 6,000 to 7,000 people come through the farm that day.
And I'm sure you've thought about this. Well, not everybody's going to understand what in the world you're doing or how you do it or what they're looking at. How does that feel to be able to be that ambassador?
It's a little scary. I mean, you want to do things correctly and, you know, show everybody how it's done and how much care we take for our animals and our milk quality. And we can sure show everybody how we do that. And we take great pride in our cows and our product we produce.
Right. And you are also a member of the Yahara Pride efforts, the farm group, voluntary farm group that's kind of doing their own thing over and above state standards and that. That's got to be a story you want to share too.
Sure. I mean, we're a volunteer group that started Yahara Pride, and it's sort of gaining momentum in the whole state. Very proud of that and very proud of our group of the Yahara Pride farms. We got about 40 farms active now in the Yahara Pride. And we're also going to have a booth at the Breakfast on the Farm, an educational booth to show what we're doing and some of the things we're thinking about doing.
You're right in the middle of a huge population, pretty good-sized population. I'm just always curious if people still stop and ask you questions. Are they still inquisitive just on their own, even without a dairy breakfast, to find out more about what's happening in Wisconsin's dairy today? Or do they just kind of do their own thing?
No, we have people stop by. You know, we have a pasture up the road, our neighbors, and we have people stopping there and asking questions about calving births and cows outside and why cows are housed inside. And we had a 150th reunion at our farm last year, and I people were really interested in how things are done and how we care for our animals on the farm.
Like you said, and people, you please understand, Will is taking a lot of time out of his schedule, not just to talk to me, but to get ready to host the event and host the event. Then they clean up after the event. So it's a major stake of theirs to do these kinds of things. So no matter where you're celebrating June Dairy Breakfast on the Farm, please make sure that you take time and thank those producers. What do you hope people take away from their visit to the farm? Well, you know, here they are. They're going to see fifth generation working together, 500 cows, which to some is going to be incredibly large. You and I both know that is not the case. On limited land base with an urban population that's crowding you. What do you hope that they take away from actually visiting the farm?
Well, I hope they take away that it, the animals are well cared for, they're producing a good product, that family farming is a good way of life. I'm sure they're going to see that on the farm. I hope their kids have fun on the farm. You want to see a four-year-old smile, just sit them on a tractor seat. And, you know, come out, bring your kids, have a great time, because it is a great life out here in the country, and it's a great way to bring up a family.
Well, we are going to keep our fingers crossed that the weather turns around and does absolutely fantastic for us all the way up and after the June 9th event. Will Henson in studio with us. He and his brother, their families, their sons, fifth generation at Henson Brothers Dairy, just outside of Wanakee, kind of that Middleton-Wanakee area. A lot of folks, I'm sure, are going to be interested in attending. And again, thanks to Kristen Olson, who's a communications coordinator for the dairy promoters of Dane County. Remember, check that website again frequently for updates on where you can park. There will be no on-farm parking. Also, if you have any questions about the times of serving or any of the price information you need for the kids. But we are ready. Hooray for Wisconsin dairy. That's the theme that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin's promoting across the state. Check in with your local dairy event and get involved and say thank you to those dairy farmers that are trying to keep it together out there in tough times and hosting you. In studio with us, Will Henson, Kristen Olson from the Dane County Dairy Promoters.